Yes, yeah, no, no question about it for me too. And it probably had the opposite effect on me as most people. And this might sound like my co-op experience was unpleasant, but after I co-opted, I was absolutely convinced that I didn't really want to have a real job as an engineer. I wanted to go to graduate school. And it was, you know, that it helped me understand the difference between an engineer being involved in day-to-day engineering problems and production and manufacturing and research. I was fortunate enough to get an exposure to a research environment during my co-op experience, and it really intrigued me.
Uh-huh.
And I went right back to Northwestern. This was the company that I worked for at the time was called Advance Chemicals and Stabilizers. It was a part of a big company that still exists called Cincinnati Milling Machine Company, Cincinnati Millicron, on Jersey Avenue, 500 Jersey Avenue in New Brunswick. And they made additives for polyvinyl chloride and paint to prevent oxidative or thermal degradation. Mm-hmm. So these were things that preferentially oxidized instead of the plastic.
I see.
You know, so I learned about plastics, and that really was the influential thing. Mm. I went back to Northwestern and tried to find a professor that knew something about that, and I did.